Thank you, Brad. Sheriff's deputies and EMTs responded to a 911 call placed from a residence in Dinsmore early Tuesday morning, and the caller reported that his neighbors needed both law enforcement and medical assistance. Deputies found two people, a 55-year-old male who had been severely beaten, and a 27-year-old woman who was suffering from a gunshot wound. Both victims were taken to local hospitals for treatment, and the female, who is in critical but stable condition, will be flown to an out-of-area hospital for additional treatment. The male victim is in stable condition, and deputies have secured the scene, and detectives have opened an investigation. At this point, it's suspected that two suspects may have been involved, and anyone with information about the assault is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office is investigating a deputy-involved shooting that took place north of Willits on Tuesday. Members of the Mendocino Major Crimes Task Force, along with state law enforcement officers, including a CHP air unit, served a search warrant at a suspected marijuana grow on Tomke Road. Officers encountered what was described as a Hispanic adult male dressed in camouflage clothing who refused to obey commands and fled on foot into the brush. While searching for the suspect, a deputy saw him emerge from some bushes, and the suspect, armed with a handgun, fired several shots at the deputy before again fleeing on foot. More assets were called in to continue the search, but the suspect was not located, and the search has been suspended due to safety concerns. And the investigation and the search for the suspect continue. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office conducted an investigation into suspected grow sites in the Shasta Trinity National Forest late last week and confiscated nearly 40,000 growing marijuana plants from two gardens. At the first site, where more than 28,000 plants were found, deputies arrested a Hispanic male suspected to be a Mexican national, and he was booked into county jail on cultivation and possession charges. At the second site, deputies arrested two more Mexican nationals and collected more than 9,000 plants. Investigators believe the grow sites have been in use for several months. In 2011, California passed Assembly Bill 815, establishing the State Seal of Biliteracy, an award designed to honor high school graduates who demonstrate a high level of proficiency in more than one language. Humboldt County School Superintendent Gary Eagles wanted to try something different.
So we actually introduced here in Humboldt County a component that no one else did, as far as we're able to tell, and that was an interview process where they were actually interviewed in their second language.
Eagles was pleasantly surprised by the number of students who were honored.
We weren't quite sure how many students would actually succeed at being able to demonstrate proficiency in two languages. And 39 young people were able to be honored last week.
Among those honored included four Fortuna High School graduates who come from Spanish-speaking countries and have now mastered both the English and Spanish languages. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Jared Huffman has issued a statement about competing budget plans currently being debated in the House of Representatives. Huffman has opposed the Republican plan put forth by Congressman Ryan, and he also opposes a proposal in President Obama's budget, specifically items that deal with Social Security.
The Republican study group budget is even worse. It forces chained CPI on Social Security. And what chained CPI means is quite simply reduced benefits for seniors who paid into the system, earned those benefits, need them, and are counting on them.
Huffman, speaking on the House floor, also announced his support for Democratic proposals that focus on job creation and rebuilding the nation's infrastructure, while adding his opposition to budget plans that give tax breaks to large corporations.
I cannot vote for a budget that protects billions of dollars in special interest tax breaks for the wealthy and for the most powerful corporate interests while reducing benefits for seniors and shredding the social safety net.
Huffman also commented on proposals to cut research grants and education reform funds and also increasing revenues without placing more burdens on the middle class. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.